Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Happy Monday to each and everyone that have tuned into the broadcast. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I am so glad that you tuned in, and we do have some fresh matter for you. We just thank and praise the Lord for this week. I trust each and everyone had a glorious week and a victorious week. It's the old saints used to say, and I like to quote them so many times, this is the day that the Lord have made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you're rejoicing, and I pray that you count it a blessing and a blessing and an honor to still be among the living and not the dead. I am so grateful that Jesus came. I declare the Lordship of Jesus over my life. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against this broadcast shall prosper. I decree and declare that those that have tuned into the broadcast, that God will give you ears to hear, that God will bring enlightenment and understanding to you. We've been talking, and we also want to thank and praise the Lord for the host for the broadcast is Apostle Armstrong, and I thank and praise the Lord for him for answering the call of God, because if he wouldn't answer the call of God to do this broadcast, then I wouldn't be on here playing a part. So I just want to thank God for Apostle Armstrong. We continue to pray that God will continue to strengthen him, that God will continue to lead him a plain path because of his enemy. As we stated, we've been talking about death. When God gave this to me, I was praying about Israel, you know, how the innocent people were being killed and being murdered and all of that. And the Lord began to remind me that everybody gonna die. He said, you know, start praying that people, first priority is to pray that the people are saved, you know. And that's not being little or anyone dying or don't saying you don't care about them, but you do. And in Hebrews, we're going to continue to talk about death because, like I said, I don't think sometimes the reality of it have come to a lot of people. You know, and then some people might say, I know I'm going to die, but, you know, when I die, I'm going to still be in heaven. Now, some people believe that they can live any kind of way and still go to heaven. That's not scripture. And then you got some people believing that it's no such thing as a heaven and hell. You got some people, they might have been so twisted and so blind that they don't even believe it's a God. It said, Apostle Paul told Peter and Timothy, he said, we living in the last days. And he was talking about, and he said, we're pearling time, danger time. And y'all, it is here. We're living in it, you know. But the point is that God made a way for our escape through Jesus. You know, the psalmist said, I was born and shaped in iniquity in my mother's womb, you know. But even with that, when you study the scriptures out, yes, we were born and shaped in sin, but Jesus made a way for our escape. That's the good news of the gospel. And I just thank and praise the Lord for the day that I received Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And I just thank God for his mercy. Haven't done everything all the time right, but I know that I've been saved. The Bible tells us that we have to grow in grace. We have to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Thank God for the Bible. The Bible says that man was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. And I just thank God for it. I think I stated last week on either that Monday that we're living in a time now that some people don't call themselves rewritten the Bible. Some of them took out certain passages. That, you know, other Bible, like Romans, the first chapter, when it's dealing with same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships and all of that, you know, regardless of what we do, we cannot change what was spoken and what was spoken of what was said of God and what was written of what God said. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to continue with this. I found some more scriptures in the Bible that support it. And I'm a born-again believer, and I believe that people need to put their eyes on it. And I say this all the time. Whatever I'm saying, this is not the final revelation on this scripture or these scriptures that I read. But his God will, the Bible says, not God will that any shall perish, but all come to the knowledge of truth. Even though Jesus will come and through his redemption, no one don't have to be lost. But if you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then guess what? You're going to spend eternity in hell. As I stated, you got some people debating about, I believe it's a hell. Some say I don't believe it. Some say God is too good to let anybody go to hell. You got to realize that it's not, because God is just, God has to bring judgment. Some people don't understand that. And also, because God gave us a free will, we are free mortal beings. We can choose to do or we can choose not to do, and God is not going to override that or violate that if we choose not to. When I came into the knowledge, thank you, Father. I praise you right now, Father. I bless you. I thank you, Father, that you is not only my Father, but you is God. You the creator of all mankind, and for that I lift my hands, and I tell you thank you. I thank you for sending Jesus. I honor Jesus. I declare he is Lord over heaven and earth. He the King of glory. He is my Savior. Jesus, you my Savior. You my Lord. You my healer. You are my provider. I thank you in you, Christ. I can do all things through you strengthen me. I thank you in you, Christ. All of my needs are met. I thank you for enlightenment. I give honor to the acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the teacher. You is the teacher of the body of Christ. You're that tour guide. You the one that make the things of Christ. You bring in, you make it real to us. I praise you. Father, I praise you. Even though we on the air at this time and this broadcast is going all over the world, I stop right now because I sense your presence, and I just want to honor you. I praise you, and I want to thank you for what you're doing in the earth. I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the believers. Father, you've been preparing us for the greater works, but not only the greater works, but you've been preparing us to go in war and fight against the enemy of our soul. I thank you, Father, that you done gave us authority, that we can stand in the gaps and make up the hedges. I praise you. So I do decree your lordship over this broadcast. I decree today that, Father, you're going to bring enlightenment and understanding. You're going to cause the scripture to come alive. Not only that, Father, but I thank you for the spirit of conviction. Oh, I praise you right now. I thank you, Jesus, because you're the healer of my body. I decree healing for my body right now. I thank you, Father, right now. Hallelujah. I thank you that sickness and disease is not my portion. And because I submit to you, God, I can resist the devil. I can resist the thing that the devil, when the devil want to bring sickness and disease, poverty and lack in my presence, or even try to attach my body, I resist it in the name of Jesus. Father, listen, if anyone have tuned into the broadcast, if possible, I want you, if you stand in still, I want you just to lift your hands and begin to praise and acknowledge our Creator, our Heavenly Father. Acknowledge Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Just begin to acknowledge. Now, if you're driving, I don't want you to close your eyes or take your hand off the steering wheel, but you still can just praise him and begin to tell him thank you. Father, I tell you thank you again. Thank you for waking me up with this mind that I want to serve you. I thank you for the people you done brought in my life to help me to feel my purpose, my destiny. I thank you for binding the destiny killer. Right now, y'all, I'm feeling led to just intercede, Father, right now, in the matchless name of Jesus, even as I praise you, Father, I even lift up Israel, even those that have died innocently, Lord. I pray, God, that your word had been given to them. And, Father, those that the enemy that is influencing to do all this evil, I bind strong man Satan that's operating in their life. I pray for the spirit of the Holy Spirit to convict them right now. I pray that you will send the perfect layman through their path to witness to them that they receive your word. Those evil, Father, that been captive and holy captive, Father, I pray for a peace for them right now. I pray that you will strengthen them in their inner man by your spirit. I pray that the enemy would be exposed. I pray that the enemy would be exposed, and those that have been held captive, I pray in Jesus' name by the authority that they will be loose right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I even pray that you will open up people's eyes to see wherever evil and confusion devil is, the enemy is the root of it. I pray for people's spiritual eyes to come open to see. The Bible said the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I came that you may have life. Oh, Father, I pray for the spirit of conviction. I even pray for the saints. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I pray, God, that you will give them the courage and the boldness that they will go witness this good news. Even the Bible tells us, even if we die, even when death comes, if we believe on Jesus, we will spend eternity in heaven. So, Father, that's my prayer today. My prayer for that man, that woman, that boy, girl. If they don't know you, I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring conviction right now. Even at the sound of my voice, conviction will come, that they will own up themselves and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And therefore, if they just happen to die, that they will wake up in heaven. Their spirit, the Bible said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Father, I praise you for household salvation. Father, as you're raising the saints up, I thank you, Father. I thank you for raising them up. I thank you for stirring the hearts of the saints to let them know if it ever been a time, his time, the harvest is plentiful. Now it's time for us to witness your word. Lord, we supposed to have been doing that all the time, but Father, I thank you for giving us another opportunity. I thank you for the courage and the boldness and the Holy Spirit that will cause us and give us utterance to do it. Father, I bless your name right now. I praise you. I decree household salvation for those that have been praying and believing for their spouses, their children, their family members to get saved. I pray that that prayer would be answered right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that it would be such a strong conviction to the unsaved today that they know that I need a Savior. Thank you, Father, right now. You say, how can one enter to a strong man's house except he first bind the strong man? I bind strong man Satan that's operating in people's lives right now all over. That person that have that addiction, I bind that addiction right now, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drug, whether it's grief, but I bind it in the matchless name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, I loose them in Jesus' name from these addictions. I thank you that the Holy Spirit will lift the veil, will bring conviction right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We bless you. We thank you, Father. Father, I bless you and I praise you right now. Thank you right now for household salvation. I come against the spirit of strife, the spirit of division between husband and wife right now. I bind that spirit of strife, and I pray, Father, for peace and understanding. I pray for enlightenment that it will come to that husband or wife to let them realize that the enemy is bringing all of this misunderstanding, this is separation, this spirit of strife, but I bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. We thank you. We decree and declare war against the enemy right now. You told us in your word that he is a defeated foe. So by the authority in Jesus' name, we bind strong man Satan that's influencing the peoples that do murder. Even that child, you that against your mother, your father, I bind that spirit of misunderstanding. I bind that spirit of misunderstanding. I bind bitterness and resentment in the matchless name of Jesus. And I pray for the wind of the Holy Spirit that he will breathe on you right now in Jesus' name. Hando, go check it. That man and woman that even in the process of a divorce, I bind that spirit of divorce. I bind that spirit of separation that came through bitterness and resentment and misunderstanding. I pray, Father, that you will send a person lame through their pastor witness to them that they will receive your word in the matchless name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, you gave us a free will. But, Father, help us to realize in all of our eyes, you will not violate, you will not override our will. If we will to live right, then you will give us the grace. You will enable us with the ability to do it. But if we choose not to, you will not violate that. You will not force us to live right. Even that spirit of grief, I come against overwhelming grief. You said we don't grieve like those of the world because we know if a person die in the Lord, they're going to lift up their eyes in heaven. And Father, that's my prayer this morning. One of my prayers is that you will open up people's eyes and listen at this broadcast and let them know it's appointed unto them once they die. We all going to die, but Jesus made it possible that we can spend eternity. We can spend eternity with the Father, with the Son, and we can spend eternity with you. And I pray for that spirit of conviction to visit your people, those that have tuned in, even if they are born again believers, and they done got lukewarm, God. They done got lukewarm because of whatever thing, something, misunderstanding, mishap, things that happen in their life that cause them to want to catch away their confidence. Father, I pray that they would be restored, that that joy would be restored in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I believe that the blood of Jesus has more authority and more power than the bulls and the goats. I thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. I thank you that it's no situation, someone tuning into the broadcast, and you saying, woman of God, Apostle Miller, you don't know what I'm going through with, and I'm tired. Listen, I do not know, but I know if you just open your mouth and begin to say, I believe you, God. I believe, God, that you exist. I believe that you are a loving God. I believe you're concerned about my situation. Father, help me. Have mercy on me. Woe is me today. For that individual that you done made so many mistakes, and the enemy got you believing there ain't no help, it is help. Ask the Lord to have mercy on you, and he will. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Listen, your mouth and begin to decree Jesus is the Son of God. I know normally we make the altar call, but even right now, if you're being convicted, if you need a way out, Jesus, come death and burial and resurrection, Jesus, redemption work, made a way for you to escape evil, to escape eternal damnation. You can just say, I realize now that I'm a sinner, headed for eternity in hell. I know that because Jesus paid for my sin on Calvary cross, I can be forgiven. I can have peace with you. I now renounce my life of serving sin itself. I ask you to grant me the gift of eternal life. And I thank you that you have said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you say that, you can enter into the kingdom of God. And when you die, you will be able your spirit and soul will merge, and you will be in the presence of Almighty God. But man or woman, boy or girl, it's never too late. The Bible said we all have sinned and come short of glory. Ain't none of us did everything right. One of the reasons Jesus had to come, because everyone God raised up to do a work, they couldn't do it. Because they were what? They were born into sin. They had a sin nature. But once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible tells us in Corinthians, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are new. I'm not telling you once you get born again, everything going to be peach and honey. That's not true. But whatever you go through, you won't have to go by yourself. The Lord will be with you, and the Lord will help you. That mother that praying about your children and grandmother, listen, keep the faith. Keep believing, keep trusting God for them. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. And my first scripture is coming from Hebrews, the 9th chapter. As I stated, and thank you for that, the presence of the Lord. Listen, when the presence of the Lord show up just like it showed up, we have to stop everything. And he told me to pray. And I begin to, and I thank him for that unction, because y'all, I'm telling you, God done made a way for our escape, and that escape is through Jesus. I want you to hear me good. You can escape. You can still have peace. I think in John 16, and he tell us, Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. But he said, in me, you can have peace. And y'all, I'm telling you, wherever Christ is not being, it ain't going to be no peace. If you ain't having peace in your home, if it's not peace in your home, you need to check. Is Jesus Lord over my home? If he's not, guess what? You ain't going to experience the peace of God. But I'm so glad that Jesus died for all race of people. It's no one that he would say, I don't want to hear from you. The Bible said the word is not even in our mouth. If you just start saying, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, I believe that he died for my sins. And if you just trust him, if you put your faith and trust in Jesus, well, listen, Jesus will do it for you. He'll come in your life. He'll remove that sin nature. And you will find yourself those things that God wants you to do. You will find yourself able to do it. But I'm going to say this again before I go into word for the message for the day. God is not going to override your will. You know, for years I lived a life and I didn't know that God wasn't going to override my will. God do this, God do this. But I found out through the Holy Spirit, I have a will, and God is not going to override my will. He's not going to do yours either. So, there too again. Now, we're going to get in the word. Thank God for the unction of the Holy Spirit that had us to pray. In Hebrews, the 9th chapter, in that 27th verse, as I stated, we're going to read some verses to support what we've been talking about, dying. Because as I stated, you're going to die. And like I said, that's a conversation a lot of time we don't want to talk about. But dying is part of life. In Hebrews 9 and 27, he said, as it is appointed unto men. Now, when he said men, he talking about women, boys, and girls. That's everybody. And as it is appointed unto men, once to die, but after this, the judgment. Do you see that? And after this, the judgment. You're going to die. Yes, you're going to die. And as I stated, you know, I don't care whether you want to die or not. Now you're going to die. We all going to die. All humans, believers and unbelievers, are subject to death. And as I stated, I gave death in the scripture, however, is more than one meaning. It is important to understand that believer relation to the various meaning of death. And I wanted to let you know that death in the end, because of Adam and Eve, God never intended for man to die. But because Adam and Eve ate off the forbidden, it happened. And so, but guess what? Through the second Christ, when Christ came, he made it possible that we can spend eternity with the Lord. Because like I said, when you through your mother's womb, we all come on this earth as sinners, but we don't have to stay sinners. So, you know, I'm kind of being a little repetition, but I want to show you these scriptures, as I stated, that let you know that death gonna happen. Now, if you die in the Lord, the Bible tells us death for the believer is a relief from affliction of the world and from an earthly body in order to be closed with heavenly life and glory. And Paul constantly speaks of physical death. And we're gonna go to 1 Corinthians, because as I stated, put your eyes on it. You know, I don't want you to just walk away from here saying, well, that's what Prophet Miller said, Apostle Miller. No, I want you to see what the Lord said in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And I tell you, read 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, in his entirety. Read it in his entirety, because what it does, it's talking about the resurrection of Christ. Talking about it to try to let the people know, yeah, you're going to die, but you can be resurrected. In other words, what he's talking about when you go to heaven. And I like what he was saying. They were trying to say it wasn't true. Now, in that 12th verse, I'm going to pick up that 12th verse, and as I stated, I'm going to be reading a lot of scriptures, unless the Lord have me to stop and expound on. Is it not if Christ, I'm in 1 Corinthians 15, and I am in the King James Version. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some of you that there is no resurrection of death? Like I said, Apostle Paul was addressing the resurrection of Christ. Some were saying there's no resurrection. And listen, the Bible said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, a lot of times, and I started, I said, if I were living in Jesus' day, I wouldn't have to deal with trouble. Y'all listen, people were sinning, here were homosexuals and lesbians on the earth. It was unbelievers and believers. It was on earth when Jesus walked the earth. But my prayer for me, Jesus did not allow what people thought about him or what people said about him. He was so focused on his God-given assignment. He told Mary and Joseph when he got missing for some days, when they found him, he said, do you not know I must be about my Father's business? And I say to the believer, it's a spirit of detraction that invaded the land like never before. And that's why when God started telling me to talk about death, he said, yes, there's a lot of innocent people dying, Ann. He said, but Ann, I made, through my son Jesus, I made provision for them. Yet they might be dead. Or they'll be missing from this side. But they can spend eternity with me. And that's why the message of Jesus is so important that we get it out, to let people know. It's a lot of things happening on this earth. I don't understand it. It don't make sense to me. But I can't allow it to cause me to lose focus on what is written and what God say about me. He gone in that 13th verse. He said, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, that is our preaching vain. Your faith is also vain. Yet, if we are found false witness of God, because we have testified that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in sin. Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. He said, not only if you just have miserable in this life, if you don't have hope in Christ, give you hope for eternity. Christ gave me hope to let me know, in spite of what you see on this earth right now, Ann, when you die and you come to heaven, it won't be no sickness, it won't be no disease, it won't be none of this. You won't have to deal with the devil anymore. Now, I don't know about you, but that's good news. And then I'm going to drop down for time's sake. I'm going to drop down. And like I said, you need to read it in its whole entirety, because it really will bless you. Read it from different translations. I'm going to drop down to the 51 verse, the 51 through the 54 verse. And Paul continued to talk about when a person died. He talked about Jesus, how Jesus was resurrected. But he talked about us when we die, what's going to happen to us. And like I said, death is a sure thing. You know, it's no way to get around it. I was talking to someone earlier this morning. They would tell me out in California somewhere, if I'm quoting them right, that they trying to figure out a way to sustain a person's life. Y'all, don't listen at all of that. See, this is what done happened. The people believe in lies of the devil. The devil got scientists and want people to believe that they can even create life with certain kind of technology. No, you can't. You can't do it, y'all. Don't let the devil deceive you, but he got people believing that. It's not so. That is not so. It's not going to happen. And like I said, this is what Apostle Paul, in the 51 verse, he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Then too, again, as I said, he continued to talk about that the body, what's going to happen to the body. That's why when you go to a funeral, if you know it, and Job said it well, Job said in that 19th, Job the 19th chapter, verses 25 and 26, he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. And though after my skin worm destroyed this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Your body, and he even said in Genesis, your body going to go back to the dust from where it came from. But your spirit and your soul, my spirit and my soul, your spirit and soul, it going to live on. Hear me, my brother. Hear me, my sister. It going to live on. So don't let the enemy have you believe it, or having you down that you ain't going to live. And y'all, here's a heaven and here's a hell. See, these are some of the things that God has me address. I might not be going real deep in it, but I want to give you enough to know, as I showed you through Luke the 16th chapter, when Jesus told about the rich man and the beggar, and how the rich man lift up his eyes in hell and the beggar lift up his eyes in paradise, which is heaven. Do you not know this is real? And I tell you, we all need to think about dying. I done had some time. Mama, don't talk about that. No, I want you to know. I have grandchildren. I tell them, I'm not going to live always. That's why, y'all, God don't want us to take one another for granted. I think it says in one scripture that the summons of the Lord, help me, the number of my days, and let me know that my days are numbered. Our days are numbered on this side. And you know, sometimes, y'all, I think all of us, if we ain't careful, we can forget that. And in this hour, that spirit of distraction, that spirit wants you to get so overwhelmed and so focused on people dying and why this and all this. You need to think about, if I die today, will I lift up my eyes to heaven? And if you know you won't, that's a sign, you know. I know that it's a hell. And like I said, the enemy wants some people to believe it's a hell and it's no hell, but y'all, it's a hell. That's just it. And you need to really accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior. That's why I want to bring. But he said, he's in that 52 verse, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be risen incorruptible. And we shall be changed, for this corrupted must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corrupted shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, it is written, death swallow us up in victory. Now, you don't hear this a lot of time preach at a funeral, at a homegoing service. But he goes, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's why, as born-again believers, in this hour of what you hear and see, focus on what is written, what God has said to you and brought enlightenment, understanding to you, the good word going. If you don't stop witness, you not need to get back in the witness. If you don't stop serving God, you need to go back in repentance and, Father, forgive me. Because really, it's a misunderstanding. And I done did it, and all us been down that road. Because whatever God said, he going to do it. Okay, another verse is, I want you to go to 1 Peter 3 and 18. As I said, I want you to see in these words, death is sure. I'm going to say it again, death is sure. 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 18th verse. It said, For Christ also have once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. There too again, like I said, reading scripture to let you know death is a sure thing. But just like death is sure, eternal life is. Just like that, hell, eternal damnation. And like I said, a lot of times people say, well, I don't believe it. Man, listen, just because, and I tell you this here, just because you don't believe what God say, it don't change it. My last scripture going to be Proverbs 19:21. But listen, just because you don't believe it, you think that changed what God say? No. 2 Corinthians 5:4. We're going to 2 Corinthians 5:4. And 2 Corinthians 5:4 says what? For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up alive. Other words, he let you know right now what's going on in his body. And it's a lot going on. You can see it. You can sense it. The turmoil, that people is being tormented. And y'all, when I hear about what's happening in Israel, when I hear about the two, the enemies, the ones that fight it, y'all, it hurts, you know. But there too again, if you die in the Lord, Psalms 116 said the deaths of the saints are precious in God's sight. God wants you to know I love you. I sent my son for you, but I'm not going to force you to live right. Okay, let's go to, we still going. And it tells us in that sixth verse, it says, therefore we are always confident knowing that while we are in home, in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, he was encouraging the Corinthians, and he was letting them know about the resurrection, life after death. That we were telling them because there's some people was among them, false teachers, wanting them to believe there's no resurrection. You ain't going to die. It ain't, y'all don't believe that. Okay, we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. 1 Thessalonians. These scriptures really talk about after death and before death. 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians in the 4th chapter. Verses 13 and 18. Thessalonians, start at the 13th verse, okay? It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Now, he's talking about the ones that die. He said, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. And see, there too again, he constantly telling us, because I believe some going to be living when Jesus show up in the sky. You know, I pray I do, you know. But and I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not praying that the Lord Jesus come now. I have loved ones that haven't received Jesus. And I'm still crying out for their souls. And I'm crying out for mercy. I'm crying out for mercy for those in my family and other people that don't know the Lord, that God will send a labor through their past to witness. But you know, since God is faithful and God watch over his word to perform it, do you not know? Do you not know some people is rejecting the word of God? I done dealt with people like that, but pray. Pray and bind strong. The Bible said in Matthew 12, how can you enter to a strong man's house except you first bind the strong man? Bind the strong man. The Bible said, and Paul told the Corinthians, if our gospel is hidden here to those that are lost, the God of this world done blind their mind. Satan can blind you. Sin will blind you. You know what I found out too? Disobedient rebellious will blind you. If you start rebelling against the voice of God, and if you keep doing it, your heart will get hard. Because as I said, God is not going to override your will. And that's why I say to you, my brother, my sister, yield yourself. If someone talking to you about the Lord, don't you know it's time for you to say, Lord, forgive me for my stubbornness, my rebellious. I do believe that Jesus is your son. I believe he's the savior of the world. And I renounce my sins, and I take on Jesus, my Savior. Come into my heart. You can do that. I'm telling you, it's an act of your will. Okay, we're going to go. My time is the clock. You know, I find out the clock be ticking. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 1:5-11. Hallelujah, what I said. 2 Corinthians 5-11. Let me go there. All these scriptures support what I've been saying about dying. That's why I want you to put your eyes on it. 2 Corinthians 1:5-11. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. 5-11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Paul was dealing with heavy persecution at this time, and he would talk about the trouble that he had experienced. Amen. And he was trying to let them know about the trouble, and there too again, that in that second chapter, he talked about concerning the Lord Day. And like I said, I wanted you to see that because it is so important that you know, just like I know, we all going to leave here one day. So don't let the enemy make you think it's not going to happen. He said, so that we also have glory in you in church of God for your patient faith and all our persecution, tribulation that you endure, which is a manifest the token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall reveal from heaven with its mighty angels in the flame of fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction and from the presence of the Lord and from the glorious power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you were believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, fulfill all of the good pledge of his goodness in the work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and yet in him according to the grace of our God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, I'm reading these scriptures because I want you to know, and don't let no devil deceive you. Here's a heaven to want to come to, and it's a hell to show. So don't let the devil tell you it's no life after death. That's a life from the pits of hell. Let's go to Proverbs 19 and 21. I probably spend the last minutes talking about that. Proverbs 19 and 21. I've been reading most of my scriptures from my King James Version, but I'm going to read that from my Living Bible. I mean, the Message by Proverbs 19 and 21, and I'm going to read it from also from the Amplified Translation. Proverbs 19 and 21. I have it marked in my Bible. I pray you need to mark it as well. That's why I said, when I hear things that people are trying to do, the discredit or escape what God say, y'all, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work, because that state of someone was telling me earlier about they were trying to sustain a person's life, freezing them or something to that effect, if I'm quoting them right. But guess what? They going to die, because he said they going to die. So, you know, I don't even get into a lot of that. Anyway, Proverbs 19 and 21. And I'm looking at it from the Amplified and everything. It said, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. Listen at me good. And y'all, this is scripture. The wise said, don't let the devil, I'm probably going to expound more on that on Thursday, but what little bit of time I have left, I'm reading it from different translations. In the King James Version, Proverbs 19 and 21 says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counseling of the Lord, that shall stand. Now, you hear what I'm saying? And that's why it's so important, I'm telling you, my brother and my sister, don't get caught up with a lot of things. What people said, if it's contradicted, or if it's going against what the Bible says, don't allow yourself to put faith and trust in it. You got me? Don't put no trust in. Jeremiah said, cursed is the man that trusts man. You know, that's why it's so important to read your Bible. Pick your Bible up. Make it your business to read it. But listen, after you read it, tell yourself, I believe this and I trust it. Not only believe. See, a lot of people believe the Bible is the word of God, but they don't trust the God of the Bible. And I thank God, one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, it reveal or make it real to us what Jesus did and what God said. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. He makes it real to you. You know, before I got saved, I stated in my testimony on last week how when I was a little child, I used to read the Bible to my grandmother, but I couldn't make sense of it. The reality of it had came alive to me. But once I got born again and began to read the Bible, certain scripture that I read, it's just like he talking to me. How he talking to me? And this Bible, look how long it been when it was written. I wasn't even born back then. But the Holy Spirit can illuminate and cause that what is written to come alive to you. Because I tell you, like I said, the God of this world will blind your mind. oh, God ain't going to put nobody in hell. You're absolutely right. He won't, but you'll put yourself in there. See, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy, I set before you life and death. You choose. And y'all listen, it's consequences when you and I violate the laws and principles of God. I had to learn that. I remember one day I was talking to the Lord, but I said, and the thought, well, if you don't do it, God ain't going to say nothing. They ain't going to have. And God began to let me know. He said, and yet, my will is going to be carried out whether you do it or not. And this was somebody, if you say, but you know you got a calling on you, if you think for 1 minute, if you don't go or don't accept your calling, it going to change the will of God. No, it don't. God is just raised. Listen, I'm a witness. I saw him in my own life. Well, I won't do it. God, listen, here's some yeses out there to the will of God. So man or woman of God, if you don't do what God done called you to do or chosen you or predestined, guess what? God will raise somebody else up. But woe unto you. You're going to give an account for it. This is what Paul was trying to tell the Corinthians. You're going to give an account. See, a lot of times people don't want to talk about the responsibility and accountability. This is the side of God sometimes people don't talk about. They don't want to talk about, well, if you don't do it, it's okay. Yeah, God will forgive you. But when you stand before him, you're going to give an account. Because if the opportunity and you didn't take advantage of it. So don't let the enemy. I preached a sermon one time, and God said, everybody's talking about going to heaven, but they ain't talking about the judgment of God. When you stand before the judge, it's going to be some embarrassed folk. They're going to be put to shame because they're going to know the will of God, but they just choose not to do it. And I'm telling you, don't let the enemy make you feel like, well, I know I've been called. I know this, but I ain't going to do it. Yeah, go ahead. You're going to suffer the consequences. You might be suffering the consequences now. You don't have no idea why things happen the way they're happening to you. Okay, I'm in the Message Bible, Proverbs 19:21. Look what the Message Bible says. I love it. We humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails. I looked up that word prevail, and it said to triumph, to utterly, successfully. Y'all, what God said, go stand. God said on one occasion, I watch over my word to perform it. He said his covenant and what come out of his mouth, he won't alter it. God's word going to prevail. And I'm telling you, if you in ministry and you done backslid or you done made my, please repent and get back in alignment with the Father. And say, okay, Father, whatever you say, I say. Wherever you want me to go or whatever you want me to do it, I do it. So listen, you're going to suffer the consequences. And that's why whatever, and I'm going, Lord, we're up Thursday. We'll be back at 6, from 6 to 7. I'm going to expound on that a little bit more. Because I don't know where people get this thing from. I know I got a calling, but I don't want to do it. Then people got to listen. You're going to give an account. God is the creator, but he also a father. And as a father, he ain't going to ask you and I to do anything that he ain't graced us with the ability to enable us to do it. So stop letting the devil deceive you. My time is up, but I have enjoyed this. I want to expound a little bit more on that because you're going to die. All of us going to die. But if you receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you will lift up your eyes in heaven, and you'll be with him from all eternity. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. We praise in the middle of it. This again, this Apostle William Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.